Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. So, Arisha, I'm really curious. Have you ever felt unfairly judged after one bad interaction with someone?
I mean, where to start?
Yeah.
Of course. I feel like this is a human thing. We all have moments where people incorrectly assess our character, and then
sure,
it sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. And I feel like that's kind of how Candace Cameron Bure from Fuller House is feeling right now after JoJo Siwa called her the rudest celebrity she's ever met.
Yeah. And of course, Candace wants to clear the air. She's got quite a nice, wholesome image to uphold.
Yeah, she's got a safe face at Bible study. This can't happen.
This is not what Jesus tells us to do.
Exactly. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziprin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Wednesday, July 27th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Give me that hot goss.
So, Arisha, I think it's fair to say that Full House is one of our favorite 90s sitcoms.
Oh, yeah. I grew up on it. Ugh.
Me too. Like, TGIF
yes,
was my jam.
Was. Ugh.
And I miss it.
I know, me too.
So obviously, we're very familiar with Candace Cameron Bure. We grew up with her. She played DJ Tanner.
Yeah.
She's always had kind of this good girl image.
Oh, yeah.
Which is mostly because of her telling us she's a good girl.
Hey, when you tell people, you know, if you're a good girl, if you're a good singer, they have to believe you.
Yeah, exactly. So that sweet image took a little bit of a hit over the weekend. On Sunday, JoJo Siwa did that TikTok trend where you like answer a question about something and then you flash a picture of the celebrity that fits the question.
Yep.
And she called Candace the rudest celebrity she's ever met. And a lot of people watched it. It went viral. It had over 20 million views.
Yeah, of course it did. Like, ugh. But yeah, so JoJo captioned the video, "Pool day equals exposed. Ha 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 ha." And in the video, she's looking at the camera in her swimsuit, hence pool day, holding her phone.
Yep.
And like you said, she'll quickly flash her phone at the camera, revealing pictures of celebrities that she's met. And one of them was rudest celebrity I've ever met. And we see a photo of Candace. She also revealed that Miley Cyrus is the nicest celebrity she's met, which I've heard before from other people that she's just so nice.
Yeah.
And Zendaya is her celebrity crush.
Which is also like, join the club.
Yeah, get in line, JoJo, come on.
First of all, how did people even know this was Candace? It was so fast. This trend, like...
There has to be a way where people can, like, slow the video. You know, like when you're watching Instagram stories and you hold down?
Yes.
There's got to be something that people are doing, because I had to watch it so many times.
I know. And we sound so old right now.
I know.
Because I tried to pause it on TikTok like you do on Instagram, and I couldn't. And I'm like, how?
They must know something. The youths know something we don't.
They do. So, of course, nobody... really focused on Miley being the nicest or Zendaya being her crush.
No one cares.
Everyone, of course, was like, enough of that positive stuff.
Yeah.
Let's focus on the tea.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people commented on it. But nobody, of course, was more surprised than Candace herself.
Mm-hmm.
After the TikTok blew up, Candace posted a video on her Instagram yesterday to kind of clear the air and share her side of the story. And she captioned it, "Here's the teapot emoji. Teacup emoji."
Yeah, we're not even getting just
so hip.
Teacup. We're getting the pot.
There's a lot of tea.
Yeah.
The whole pot.
Yeah. So in her video, Candace is sitting in her car talking right to the camera. She actually does this somewhat regularly. She calls them her Candace's Car Chronicles.
How do you know? Do you follow her?
I can't answer that question. Stop asking me these questions. You're awful. I will not confirm or deny. And I'm going to have to go private so nobody can see who I follow.
Sure.
But she starts the video saying, "Candace's Car Chronicles Special Edition."
Mm.
So, you know, it's real.
Breaking news.
And she says, "Because I want to talk about the JoJo situation." And she says she was shocked when she saw the TikTok and said she had no idea where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Candace then goes on to say she tried to get to the bottom of this by having her publicist contact JoJo's manager to try and get in touch with her, which honestly just felt like, I'll have my people reach out to your people. Like, in this day and age, you can just DM. I mean, if Doja Cat can DM that Stranger Things guy, like, Candace could just DM JoJo.
Yeah.
Which she says she also DM'd her.
Right.
But it's like, I have to go through all of these people in order to do this.
Yeah, like, a sick brag that your publicist actually talks to you.
Yeah, if my publicist, who doesn't exist, would actually return my calls, I would have them reach out to so many celebrities, too.
Yeah.
But Candace says, "Because I didn't know what happened, I didn't know."
Yeah, so eventually Candace did get a hold of JoJo. She called her on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Very DJ Tanner thing to do.
I know.
And she was like, "You know, we had a great conversation." She said they talked about how they were both on the Kelly Clarkson show together. And Candace was like, "You know, I thought that went really well." And she said JoJo was like, "Yeah, it did go great. You were so nice." And then Candace was like, "Okay, so then what happened?" She's like, "What did I do to you?" And this is how Candace said JoJo responded.
She said, "You know, I met you at the Fuller House premiere and I was 11 years old. And we were all on the red carpet. I had come up to you and I said, 'Can I have a picture with you?' And you said to me, 'Not right now.' And then proceeded to do what you were doing and take pictures with other people on the red carpet." And I was like, "Oh, JoJo, I'm so sorry." And she's like, "Yeah, no, you weren't even mean." And she goes, "And I get it now as an adult, when you're on the red carpet and everything's happening and you're being pulled in different directions. But at that time, I was 11 and I go, and I kind of broke your 11-year-old heart. I didn't take a picture with you." And I was like, "Oh, I feel crummy. I feel, JoJo, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." And she was like, "It's seriously not a big deal, but I do remember that."
So Candace then goes on to say that it breaks her heart that she made JoJo feel that way, and also apologized to JoJo's mom, saying she knows that must not have felt good for her as a parent to see her child hurt. She, you know, of course, brings up the fact that she's a parent and would never want that to happen to her kids.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't have to be a parent to have compassion, just to let you know.
Great point.
Candace also says that JoJo didn't think the video would blow up and be a big deal and meant no harm by it. And I'm just like, I will give her the credit of, like, I get sometimes we just do things like, oh, real quick, respond to this. But you have millions of followers. Like,
yes,
you've been in the public eye longer than 4 minutes. Like, come on.
This is kind of where JoJo lost me on this.
Yeah.
It's like, did you really not know?
Yeah. But Candace does say that it's all good on the JoJo front.
Yeah. I don't understand why JoJo even, like, it's just weird. It's a weird energy to be like, yeah, you were so nice the next time I met you, but then still went on to do this.
Yeah.
So it's like, you've either not met any other celebrities who were rude, and this was just your...
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, you have to know that this is gonna cause a reaction in the public. Like,
yeah,
it just seems so weird. And like, you did meet her and she was fine at Kelly Clarkson. So it's like,
right,
okay, then what is it?
Okay, so now that Candace and JoJo have apparently talked this all out, Candace says there's a lesson in all this.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, we have to be mindful of the fact that no matter how many followers people have, even a 10-second trending TikTok video can do damage, which is fair.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, you know, our words matter, our actions matter. And she said, regardless of how big or small your following is, we all have an influence on the people around us. It's interesting that she didn't comment on her side of it, though.
That's just what I think is interesting, is like, the lesson here seems to be kind of scolding JoJo.
Yes.
Candace also addressed fans who may have met her before, saying, if you've ever personally run into me and I was not the person you were hoping or expecting, I just want to say I'm sorry. She said that when fans approach her for a picture or an autograph, it's her joy to do that, but said, I'm still a human being and sometimes you have bad days.
Which is 100% fair.
Absolutely.
Like, fans are not entitled to an autograph.
Right.
Just because this person is on TV or a celebrity, like...
Yeah.
And especially on a red carpet, like...
Yeah.
You're kind of busy.
Yeah. Well, and the way that Candace was explaining red carpets for us normies, I don't know. Like, it seems like there's a lot going on at yes. all times. So, and I can totally see, like, you're saying something, not even trying to be mean, just, like, very distracted and, like, trying to handle four different people coming at you at once. So
yeah,
I get that it would be a lot.
But even on a bad day, you got to treat people with kindness, I say.
Yeah, well, some people take no as being mean. And it's like, that's not mean. I can say no.
Yeah. So after Candace posted this video, a lot of people seemed to be on her side. A lot of her fans commented on the video and said she handled the whole thing like a class act.
Mm-hmm.
A couple celebs mm-hmm. commented. Under her post, my arch nemesis, Tori Spelling, said her video was eloquently put and even called Candace her spirit animal, which I'm not even going to get into why that's a problematic term.
Yeah.
Tori Spelling, why don't you Google it?
Tori Spelling would use a problematic term. I almost sent you the screenshot of her being like,
I can't.
Brooke, your girl's going off on my girl's Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Tori also added, I'm sitting here crying, sobbing emoji, watching this video, which is just like, okay.
You mean like Tiffany Amber Thiessen probably cried in her trailer when you and the other people from Beverly Hills 90210 bullied her? Tori Spelling?
Brooke, we cannot bring this up every time we talk about Tori Spelling.
Yes, we can.
But Tori added, watching this video rings so true. You are truly an inspiration. Alexa Vega from Spy Kids commented, class act, friend. And then Trevor Donovan, who's an actor, left a pretty shady comment about JoJo saying, no clue who she is, which, calm down, Trevor, who are you?
Exactly. I don't know who Trevor Donovan is. I had to Google him. I still don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Another Instagram user chimed in on the video writing, very telling that this is the most scandalous thing to happen in your, what, 30-year career?
That's fair.
Like, I wouldn't say that.
I don't know that she said it was the most scandalous thing to happen, though. Let's be fair.
I feel like the user is calling it the most scandalous thing. Like, oh, Candace, you're so pious.
Yeah. Well, okay, they obviously worked things out. JoJo hasn't said anything, but I'm sure it's fine. But a lot of people are not supporting Candace after JoJo posted her original video.
Yeah.
A lot of people were quick to take JoJo's side. One person on Reddit said it was awesome that JoJo called Candace out. And a lot of people said Candace gives off real Karen energy. Which
that's a real shot to the heart in this day and age.
It really is.
Yeah. So one Redditor said, not surprised at all. Candace totally has asked to speak to the manager regularly at the restaurant after church on Sunday energy. And in the comment section on JoJo's TikTok, one user talked about their own run-in with Candace.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we brought our notebooks up to her and asked her for an autograph. And she smiled and looked at us right in the eye and said no. It's such a core memory for me because I pictured her at the time like her character, but she ended up disappointing me.
Yeah.
And in response to this person's story, someone else replied underneath and asked, is she not allowed to say no?
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's like we said, like, yeah, of course you can say no.
Yeah.
But that person was like, It wasn't that she said no. It was the way she said no.
Right.
Which is important also.
It's one of those things where it's got to be so hard to be judged on, like, literally the smallest interaction in your whole life.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know, sometimes the tone isn't great and it's not intentional. It's just there's so many other things going on.
Right.
And it's got to be hard when they're kids.
I know.
Not to, like, completely give credit, but, like, you have these dreams. Like, if I had met DJ Tanner when I was a kid, like, I would definitely be devastated if I had this kind of interaction. I get that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's tough. I mean, but at the end of the day, again, you are in the public eye. Mm-hmm. If you're going to let someone down, I guess you got to do it in a way that doesn't seem rude. I mean, I don't know. It's a double-edged sword. And I think we talk about this a lot. Like,
yeah,
you're not entitled to these people, but also you are in the public eye and you should treat people with kindness, whether you're having a bad day or not. And it's...
I get why celebrities go out in helmets. Like, that way you don't have to interact with anyone.
Is that what the celebrities are doing?
Well, Daft Punk. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a tip for sure. So try that out someday. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.